episode 348, How to Edit Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I am doing the happy dance because it is our time. It is our time. Woo-hoo. It is our time. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm thrilled you're here. Can you tell? I have been waiting. You know, I've been making these notes, and I don't know what it is, but you guys are just like totally inspiring me, and I'm just loving it. And I go out, maybe it's the holiday season that's getting to me. I don't know. Maybe it's because we're in day 53 of the 60-day push, and we are almost into 2016. And what feels better to know that you have got momentum behind you? You know you're going to make 2016 your best year ever, and you're going to continue to grow and stretch yourself. Oh my goodness, your goals are going to happen. You can do it. You are on intentional fire. Woo! Okay, maybe I should calm down a little bit. And I promise I haven't had any caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I don't do any soda pop or anything. So just call this a natural high. Doesn't it feel good sometimes to have that natural high? Well, it does. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I am thrilled and honored that you are here, that you've taken time out because your time is so precious. You are precious. And for you saying, you know what? I need a little bit of something, something. I need that magic sauce, something to keep me going through my days. I am just beyond elated and honored and humbled that you want to come and make me a part of your life because you are my family. So welcome. And for all of those who have put up with me this long, woo, we are on a train, right? We are training for life so you can love your journey. That's what we're doing here. And we do it together as a family. Now, yes, I told you we're in the day 53 of the 60-day push. Now, during the 60-day push, this is also during the Christmas season. And so not only do you have kind of the adrenaline of the anticipation of what's around the corner and, you know, all those fun things, but you also are still doing life. And just because there's lights out on a tree and things are decorated, and just because everything seems to be so sparkly, sometimes it isn't exactly that. Sometimes your days can get, well, even more complicated. It like heightens the whole idea of where you are in your life. And so I thought, what better ways? We're continuing working through our 60-day push that we need to think about how to edit your life. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So come in, take your shoes off, get your notebook out if you're ready to, if you need to. Take a moment, breathe, because I know I'm excited. I just really am. I got to be honest with you. It's something about me. You guys like are in my blood. You are. And it's just, you know, I call it a sugar rush, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I don't get sugar rushes, but you are that for me, and I love you for that. So, okay, enough about the chit-chat. We have got to get moving and grooving. Because why? Well, you know why, because you are incredible. Okay, so we've got writers and authors. You know what they do, right? Well, some say, well, they write a book. Yes. Writers and authors can have like podcasts like me. Writers and authors can be people who have blogs. Writers and authors can be people who write for publications. They're in magazines. So that term is just people who put words on paper, right? It's very important to understand. And they have a huge job. It's not just about expressing the story and sharing of the information on the page, but it's taking their initial thoughts and breaking it down so that their readers get it, right? What better way than when you say, oh my gosh, I've read this book and I cannot wait to tell all my friends about it. It just has that storyline. Well, did you know you're already an author? You are. You're an author of your life. You have all the rights, all rights that you want to do, all the decisions that you want to make, all the changes. But the problem is you don't do that. You give the power to the editor. Ooh, yeah, you do. You see, if you're one who doesn't really decide, you're kind of a floater or a drifter, you're just like, I'm just kind of coasting through life. You know, as the job opportunities arise and I can kind of grow within the company that I started at 20 years ago, I'm fine with that. I don't need anything more. I'm fine with kind of doing the same old, same old. You know, I take care of the kiddos and I'm watching after my mom, and yeah, it's all is good. You're the author, but you're giving the power to the editor. You're really letting everybody else dictate the direction that you need to go in your life, the journey that you're on. What would happen if you took that back and claimed and said, whoa, I just don't want to be the author of my life. I want to be the editor of my life. I want to be involved more. I really want to be the one who does have all the rights. I want to be the one to make those final decisions, to make those changes. I want to have the responses in my life be how I want to respond to, not because, well, I'm reacting to everybody else's response. Why am I sitting here on the sidelines? I want to be in the game. I'm ready to play ball. Put me out there, coach. Put me in my own life. You see, the 60-day push came all about because, yes, it was about creative massive momentum, because a lot of the times what we're doing is just drifting through life. We really don't want to be a participant of it. We don't want to be on our own team. We want someone else to make those tough decisions. We want someone else to do the work for us, and we just want to sit by and let life happen. Well, if that's what you truly want, honestly, deep down, then you can just turn me off right now. I'm being honest with you. You don't need to listen to any more of me the rest of this episode. You can listen tomorrow, but not the rest of this episode, because it's not going to apply to you. But that's not really what you want. Why? Because you're a game changer. I know you are. And you want to be a part of your life. You want to be in your life. You desire to be much more than just the author, just the one who carries that name. You want to be the editor. So it's time to step up, and it's time to say, okay, I am all in. I am ready to become the editor of my life. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be real easy. And you may fumble a few times along the way. And you may trip up and you may make some bad choices. But you know what? You will be the editor. You can do what you need to do in your life. That's the difference. Instead of be sitting on the sidelines watching your life happen, you can be a part of it and actually be in your life. So how do you do that? How do you go from, oh, I'm just drifting through, to saying, I want full editing rights and capabilities. I want to be able to choose what I'm doing. I'm tired of being on the sidelines. How do you edit your life? Well, of course, you know you came to the right place, didn't you? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Edit your 60-day push goals. That's where we're going to start. Why? Well, because if we were to look at your whole life, we'd be here for days. You would get flustered. You may even get depressed. It would cause you to be anxious. And we wouldn't get any further. And it'd be just like, oh my gosh, what have I done? You don't need to go back 30 years. You don't need to go back 40 or 50 years. No. What you need to do is start right where you are now. So you start with your 60-day push. Your 60-day push goals. The ones way back when, where you started, you probably jotted those down somewhere. Maybe on a little post-it. Maybe you jotted them down. I think maybe I put them on my calendar. Pull that piece of paper back out. Pull that little note out on your phone. Look at it. What does it say? What does it say about you? Does it say what you want it to say? Remember, because you want the editing rights. You're the editor now. So in order to edit your 60-day push goals and be the editor of your life, you have to, number one, make changes. Oh, I know. We don't like that word, do we? Changes, really? Changes mean work. Changes mean I have to feel uncomfortable. Changes mean I don't want to do what I don't want to do, and I don't feel like doing it, and I don't want to. Yeah. If you want to be the editor of your life, you have to be willing to make changes. You have to do something different than what you're doing right now. If you were getting the results that you wanted, you would be the editor already of your life, and you wouldn't be making any changes. But most of the time, we're making changes. I, to this day, am making changes. I'm doing it now with my body. I lost my weight. Woo! Yes, it's a great celebration. I have been able to keep it off, but now I'm like, no, I need to take it to the next level. And this, I'm telling you, is one of the most challenging things for me because I'm very impatient. I really want it now. I want to be able to create it, and I want it to happen now, but it's not that way. And so I'm taking it one step at a time, making the changes, putting them into place. You have to be willing to make those changes. Number two, make choices. You have to make those tough choices. They're not easy to make. But, you know, you may have to say no to something that you really want to in order to get where you really want to go. That makes sense? If you want to get somewhere, sometimes you have to say no to something to get there, even though what you're saying no to is really what you wanted in the first place. That's sometimes how our journeys change. We think we're going one direction, and all of a sudden the door opens, and you're like, okay, I just know, man, to the depths of my soul, I know this is where I'm supposed to go. I didn't know I was supposed to go this way, but I'm headed that direction. And all of a sudden, it's a total woo, 360. And you're doing circles. And you're like, oh, I'm not sure about this. I feel more comfortable over here. But you know what? I'm making the choice because this is where I'm supposed to go, even though I know what I really wanted was over here. But it's not what's supposed to happen. So you got to make the tough choices. Once when you're willing to make changes, once when you're making the tough choices, then what do you need to do? You know it. Number three, take aim. None of this is going to happen if you don't take aim. Action ignites motivation. You got to get moving on it. The floating, the coasting, the drifting is not getting you anywhere. Look at your goals and what you want to accomplish that you wrote down almost 60 days ago. How far are you? Now, some of those, maybe you stretched them a little bit. Maybe you were a little too ambitious on your goals and you really need to, you know, kind of like, whoa, reframe them a little bit. But you're like, oh, I can do this. There's no big deal. I got this one, Christine. I got this. Well, you may have gotten it then, but right now, where are you? That's what counts. Just because you don't meet a goal doesn't mean that you're a failure. Let me say that again. Just because you don't meet a goal doesn't mean that you're a failure. You have to continue to work. You have to continue to try. We are always growing. We're either moving forward in life or backwards in life. We're not standing still. It just depends, though, when you're moving forward and backwards. Are you the editor and the author of your life? Or are you choosing just to be the author and you're sitting on the sidelines saying, oh, here's my report. There you go. Do what you want with it. I'm done. Which would you rather be? Today you decide. Today is your day to make that decision. Because all of this is adding up to big stuff to come. You've already got your aim board attributes going. We talked about that last time. Okay? In episode 346, go back and listen to it. Real important there. We talk about what? To discover your aim board attributes. How do you want to feel? What do you want to let go of? And describe what joy and happiness and blissfulness means to you. So you're getting your attributes set. Now you're looking at saying, okay, I can do this. I'm the editor here. I'm not just going to be the author. I don't want this to be just written by. I want full rights, and I'm in the game now. Are you ready to play in your game, in your life's game, it's time to step it up. I'm here carrying this belief torch for you as long as I can. But there does come a time that, well, the coach has to kind of push you a little bit and say, okay, I can't do any more until you're willing to do the work. So are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to say, yes, I'm here to edit my 60-day push goals. I'm starting here right where I'm at. This is where I'm supposed to be. Then, hey, high five. You know, it's real easy for us to sit there and bash our own self, to have the pity party. Put that all away. Burn it now. Let it go. Let it all go. Don't take this into your holiday season. Don't take this into your New Year's. Do not let it go now. The baggage stays here. The past is the past. You learn from it, and then what? You move on. Now's your chance. Now's your time. You're the editor now. Woo! Isn't it great to be editor-in-chief? You just got a new title. So if somebody says, what are you doing? Say, I'm the editor-in-chief in my life. They'll probably look at you strange, but that's okay. It'll give you something really to talk about. So don't wait another moment. Begin dreaming what you want to do and take aim today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.